Hello, Christchurch, and welcome to our Sunday Reflection. A warm welcome too for anyone who's found us online. We're glad to have you with us. The weather this week has been really changeable, hasn't it? Sometimes it's windy, the trees get blown about, and so do we. Sometimes it's calm and peaceful and quiet. Sometimes it's chucking it down and we get soaked. Sometimes it's beautifully sunny and warm. Sometimes there's a fantastic rainbow which reminds us that God keeps his promises. Today, as we continue our series on the nature and character of God, our theme is the God who never changes. The weather changes several times a day, as we've just seen, but our God does not. In the Old Testament part of the Bible, in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, it says, "I, the Lord, do not change." And in the New Testament, Hebrews 13, verse 8, says, "Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday and today and forever." Let's pray together before we explore this further. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come together, albeit remotely, to hear your word to us today. We pray that you will touch our hearts and our minds by your Holy Spirit to help us to come to know you better. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Kathy and Steve are going to read our Bible passages for us now.
This reading is from Matthew 7, starting at verse 24 through to 27, and it's the wise and foolish builders. "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." This is the word of the Lord.
Psalm 62. For the director of music, for Jedulun, a psalm of David. Truly, my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down, this leaning wall, this tottering fence? Surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Yes, my soul find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honour depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Surely the low-born are but a breath, the high-born are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or put vain hope in stolen goods. though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things I have heard. Power belongs to you, God, and with you, Lord, is unfailing love. And you reward everyone according to what they have done.
Thank you. We've asked Phil and Judy to share with us what it means to them that God doesn't change. They're going to bring us their thoughts next. Then Alan will speak to us.
As many of you probably know, we live next to a river. It's here day and night, all year round, whether we're awake or asleep, or whether we're aware of it or not. It was here long before us, and it will be here long after we've gone. It keeps watering the ground, helping trees and plants to grow, and shaping the landscape. I can only stand on this spot now, because the river levels are low. But after heavy rain, the river becomes a torrent, and I'd be swept away if I tried to stand here then. And in extreme conditions, the river has been known to flood, and then it can cause damage, and it really falls itself onto our consciousness. It was in a time of devastation that the writer of Lamentations could say, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Like the river, God is always there, constantly flowing, as it were, whether we're aware of him or not. We can ignore him if we choose to, but there comes a time, maybe a time of crisis, when he really forces himself onto our attention. And then we really have to take notice of him, be aware that he is present, and then learn to trust him.
I used to think my relationship with God was rather precarious. I felt a bit like a mountaineer, sort of clinging onto the side of a mountain like this. And if I put one foot wrong, that was it. My relationship with him was over for quite a long time till I'd forgotten about it. I used to think that my relationship with God was all about me, but it wasn't. It's all about him. It's about his unchangeable character and his unchangeable promises. And he loves me because he loves me because he loves me. And as I think back to our Christmas and New Year celebrations, if anybody told me that there was going to be this virus come along and we'd all have to stay in our homes and our freedoms would really be curtailed, I wouldn't have believed them. But here we are. Our circumstances have changed hugely and I hate having lost my freedom. I want my old life back and I can feel myself becoming bitter and resentful and I don't like it. Our circumstances have changed, but God hasn't. He doesn't change, but we do. He can change my heart. He can soften it. He can change my desires. And as each week goes by, I'm missing you more and more. But by the time we're together again, I really hope that I can look back and say that I came to accept my circumstances and trust God more. Let's wait and see.
Hi, it's lovely to be with you again as we continue our series looking at the attributes of God. And as you've already heard, today we're thinking about the fact that he never changes, what theologians call his immutability. Wasn't it lovely to hear those testimonies from Phil and Judy and those images they gave, one of a river and one of a mountain, portraying something of the fact that God never changes? Maybe in the coming week you'd like to think, what are the pictures, what are the images that help you to get a better grasp of his immutability? God does never change, unlike the weather, as Susan quite nicely showed to us. And as Judy said, back at Christmas time, who would ever have imagined the changes that have taken place since then? None of us would have done that, would we? Everything has changed, and life's not going to be the same again. It's going to be a long time before we can meet as a congregation as we used to do. And when we do, I suggest that all of us will have been on a journey. We won't be the same people that we were at the beginning of lockdown. We've got some stories to tell each other, which will be exciting. Church is going to be very different. there are some great challenges ahead, but also some opportunities. But I know for me it's the unknown, and therefore it's a little bit scary. The world changes, we change, but the great truth that we can hang on to is that God never changes. Why don't you imagine waking up tomorrow and you find that suddenly 1 + 1 = 3? God has had a bit of fun, decided to have a joke, and so changed the laws of maths. If he did that, the universe would end as we know it. Or imagine that you're attending online the Wednesday morning service and you get to the Lord's Prayer, the bit about asking for sins to be forgiven, and you discover that God has decided not to forgive sins anymore. He's had enough of all the failings that we're doing. Or perhaps worst of all, you wake up to find that God no longer loves us. The relationship with him is over. He's had enough of us. He's dumped us. No chance of that happening. The good news of salvation is that the promises that God's given are permanent and irreversible. Actually, I doubt that any of you worried that the laws of maths will change, or that God will decide not to forgive us, or he'll decide to stop loving us. Because we know, don't we, that he's promised in the Bible that he is consistent, that he never changes, and that is something that we can rely upon. The Bible uses the image of a rock often to help us understand the fact that he's unchangeable. Imagine the cliffs at the seaside, or the rocks of large mountain ranges. Listen again to some of those verses that were read to us from Psalm 62. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall never be shaken. Yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall not be shaken. My salvation and my honour depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. So reassuring to know that God never changes. But we change, sometimes for the good, sometimes for the not so good. And in fact, we should be changing, because our aim as Christians, as followers of Jesus, is to become more and more like him. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 3:18 that we're being transformed little by little as we take time to gaze upon him. And in these difficult and uncertain times, can I just suggest a couple of practical ideas that come out of our two scripture readings today that might help each one of us to grow more like Jesus, to change in the way he wants us to change? The first one from Psalm 62 is to put our trust and our hope in God, the rock. That we can bring our fears to him, all those things that are on our heart that concern us. He loves it when we come to him and just tell him how we feel. Listen again to some of the verses. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. He loves it when we come to him as a refuge and tell him how we're feeling. And secondly, from our reading in Matthew 7, let's seek to be like the wise person who built his house upon the rock. How do we do that? Well, I suggest it's very simple. Listen again to what was read to us. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. We need to listen to what God says and follow his advice. Let me just suggest you might like to spend some time during the lockdown just reading your Bible so that you can hear those words of his and seek to follow them. If that's not something you do regularly, you could start with reading maybe a gospel, one chapter a day each morning. Then in the evening, read a psalm. I try and read one psalm every day. I reckon reading a chapter of a gospel and a psalm will take you about 15 minutes. Time very well spent. And my desire is to be able to echo the words of King David. And again, in this psalm that was read to us, listen to these words. Truly, my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall never be shaken. And we can be unshaken because we can stand on the rock that is Jesus Christ. And he is the certainty in our world of uncertainties. Let's pray as I finish. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are the rock upon which we can build our lives. You are the only one we can fully trust and follow. Please sustain us in these uncertain and ever-changing times. Change within us the things which hold us back from becoming more like you. Lead us to the rock that is higher than us, for you are our refuge and strength. Amen.
Thank you very much, Alan. Let's continue to pray together.
Father God, thank you that you are ageless and unchanging. Help us to hold on to you in these turbulent times. We pray for the protests against the killing of George Floyd in the US, here in the UK, and around the world. We pray that justice would be done. We pray for an end to systemic racism everywhere. We pray for those who have lost loved ones to police violence. Be their rock of peace. We pray for the gradual lifting of restrictions against COVID-19. We pray that the reopenings of schools and other services would go smoothly. We pray for safety and protection for staff and for the public. We pray for people who may be desperate to get back to normal and for those who feel anxious about leaving their homes. We pray for mutual understanding and for safety to be paramount. Be their rock of peace. We pray for people in our church family and in our communities, those who are unwell and those who are struggling mentally or financially. Ease their burdens and draw close to them, Lord. Be their rock of peace. We pray also for those who are in unsafe or difficult home circumstances, for refugees and asylum seekers, people in prisons, people in care homes, and those at risk of domestic violence. Keep them safe, we pray. Be their rock of peace. Thank you for the grace and hope that you freely give to us. Amen.
As we come towards the end of our time together, a closing prayer. In darkness and in light, in trouble and in joy, help us, Heavenly Father, to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and to praise your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you all again for joining with us. Goodbye for now.